Fine, good morning, everyone. So the Rebbe Hilchot Eitzah is now up there in Achila, letter Chaf Gimel. It says, Tzarech Lezahim Ma'oid, you have to be very careful, to lo la'echol pri, not to eat a fruit, kredim shen espashel before it becomes ripe.
Before it becomes what?
Ripe. Kol Tzarech Ala'ilah. So here it really says, it has to get ripe on the tree.
That's ready to get ripe.
Right, so we try at least to eat fruit that are ripe when we get them. That's what we try.
There's a name. Rabbeinu brings a name.
I brought it down.
They're soft there. And they're not ripe.
Sure, they're not ripe. Well,
I've heard the name before.
When it's not ripe, it's...
It says here. I don't know what it's called. It's called something.
It's not ripe. Right, that's it.
I've heard the name. It's not the high.
Hebrew?
I don't know if it's Hebrew or the name of both. Something that is like...
It's dangerous. It says a person could lose their nefesh through this.
Gosh.
A person could lose their nefesh. Also, it's usher to pick the fruits before they're ripe. Just like it's usher to cut a tree before it's time. Meaning, now they cut down a tree's time. Also, it's be very careful. Also, not to take the fruit off before it's time, before it finishes becoming ripe on the tree.
The person that takes it off, or that we eat it?
Both. The problem, the picking is the problem. Oh, maybe that's what we're going to do. Right, but at least we try to eat them when they're ripe. Be very careful to eat them, to eat the fruits when they're ripe.
Is there a reason why they do it before it's ripe?
Why they put it from the beginning?
Yeah, because they want to be able to transport it to you.
It's popular to say if they have not so much fruit, they don't eat. Because in the end, they get the vitamin.
The end is when they get the vitamins. So when they're on the tree to the end.
Yes. People try to eat only ripe fruit. However, it was in Chaftal, Kshmavarach HaBracha Ala Pri, when a person makes a bracha on the fruit, Bekavana Gedayla, with a lot of concentration, Ubi Yiras Shemayim Karai, and with Yiras Shemayim, fear of heaven properly, Sa'idei Zeh, through this, Zerchel Hi Natzel, that's how you merit to get saved. You shouldn't lose your soul through the fruit that wasn't ripe. So if these days the fruits are usually picked before the ripening, it's at least a good idea to try to make bracha with kavana. Should help us at least. We need to be very, very careful with the brachas that we make on food. The frat of brachas appears, especially on the brachas of fruits. Like we said, the Rav Chaim Vital said that you can become like the Arizal, you make the fruits on the brachas and the fruit properly. But it goes the other way also. We don't make brachas properly, then we lose out a lot, especially on fruit. There are many lost articles and lost sparks that are in this fruit that by us making a bracha on it, we can pick up these sparks. These sparks holy. They have to be clarified and brought up. So be very, very careful in brachas on food, especially on fruit, because there are a lot of sparks in there that need to be brought up. We have the opportunity to do it, and it brings us up. If we're able to get those sparks, we take them with us, bring them up. Oh. So it's especially important to try to make brachas with kavana, especially on fruits.
Maybe
the tree doesn't bring up
the sparks to the fruit until it's fully ripe.
That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified Shevet Levi. He told Klal Yisrael, don't abandon Shevet Levi. Like the Pasuk says, Yishavu Lecha Pentazim Es HaLevi Kol Yimecha Alad Masecha. Don't abandon the Levi. Which, what was Levi's job? Levi's job was, they would sit and learn Torah. And that's all we see is Hashem's rasid is to help people, also anyone who separates themselves from this world, from all the physicality of this world to serve Hashem, because he's for sure not worse than Shevet Levi. Someone who decides to dedicate their life to Avodas Hashem, for sure they're not any worse than Shevet Levi. There's a mitzvah to help take care of them and don't abandon them. Like there's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah and Yevamot, 13th parak, Halacha Yud Beis, in Yud Gimel. A very famous Rambam. He says, why would the Levi get a nachla? Why didn't Levi get an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael? Like all his other brothers. Because they were separated to serve Hashem. They wanted to serve Hashem. and to teach everyone the right way, to teach everyone how to be righteous. Like says, Yerub Mushpatachal Yaakov Terasfal Yisrael. Therefore, they were separated, and they don't have to go to war, and they don't either get inheritance, they don't get anything, just because everyone else puts it. Rather, they are the Chel Hashem, they are the army of Hashem. Like it says one in the Brachas for Levi, right, by Shir Rabbeinu told him, Baruch Hashem Chela, Hashem shall bless your strength. They are the army. And Hashem said, I'm Zeicha, and you, I'm your portion, Hashem says. But here's the famous Rambam, he said, V'lei Shevet Levi Bilvah. This is not going on Shevet Levi alone. It'll call Ish V'Ish. Mikol Baya Olam. Every person who comes from anywhere in the world, doesn't matter if you're Kari, Yisrael, what Shevet you're from. She'nazva Rucha Isai. That his Ruach gave a present to Vina Madai, and he understood, he has the Da'as Lihibadal, to separate from this world, La'amayden, to stand with Hashem, in front of Hashem, the Shar Sar L'Avdai, to serve Hashem, L'Deyas Hashem, to know Hashem, V'Halach Yashar, to go on a straight path, G'way Shasar Alekim, U'Parik Ma'al Savari, and he throws off from his shoulders all the Cheshbonos around, the yoke of all the Cheshbonos, all the reasons why I have to work, I have to be involved in this world, Shabikshu B'nei Ha'ad, which most people seek, all those reasons, Ha'reze Niskadish, Kodesh HaKadoshim. This person gets the Kedusha like the Kedusha Kedusha. V'Hashem Chelka V'Nachalasai L'Olam U'Lam U'Lam, and Hashem will be his portion, and Hashem will be his inheritance, and he's connected to Hashem. That's his inheritance. He's going to inherit Hashem in him. That's what he's going to inherit. Forever and ever. V'Yizak Eloi V'Olam Hazeh, and Hashem will merit him, Dabar HaMasrik L'Olam, Hashem will give him enough. K'mo Shezik El Kahanim L'Aviv, like Hashem supported the Kahanim L'Aviv, Hashem will help him also. Like Harry David al-Shalom Amir, David al-Malach said, Hashem is Chalki v'Chaisi, Hashem Temech Karali, Hashem is my portion, Hashem is my lot. Ad Kai l'Shem v'Nah Hanechva. This is the beautiful Lashon of the Rambam. If we really throw away everything, then yeah. But if we really throw away everything in this world, Hashem will help us. We have to try to really throw everything away. We have to be on the level, really, to throw everything away. Someone who really throws away everything, yeah. Hashem helps. Try?
Not
throwing it away. No, throwing good things away. So, Baruch Hashem, we have to get to Daf Zayin already.
I always thought it almost as a negative that Hashem didn't give Shevet any portion in the land of Israel, right? And think about it, really, a person gets land, he has to work. You suck, you have to work. You have to hire somebody to work for you and deal with the whole business of it. You become enslaved to that business.
Really,
Hashem was blessing them.
Yeah. Oh, so Baruch Hashem, we're holding now. Rav Zayin on the base. Ishama Emrim Sa'ar B'Kazayis. If we want, we can flip back to the Mishnah on that base of an Aleph, whoever wants. You see the Mishnah again. We learned 2 months ago. What does the Mishnah say? The third line of the Mishnah. Ishama Emrim Ishama says, Sa'ar B'Kazayis. Chayiv, for having sa'ar, the sourdough, in your possession. If there's a kazayis, the chametz, the kaveitzah. Chametz, you need a larger shear. You need a kaveitzah, which you said is about around, somewhere around the kaveitzah, either a little less, a little more. That's a kaveitzah. Fine. Beisel says, sevezeh, the kazayis. Beisel, Imran, both of them are with the kazayis. Both of the shear, either if you have a little sourdough and you have the kazayis, or if you eat chametz on Pesach, your chayiv, kares, the shear for both of them is a kazayis.
Are we eating? Is the
shear
for eating or having your possession?
So sa'ar is for, you don't eat sa'ar. So sa'ar is for having a possession. And chametz is for, hash is also for eating. This is possible.
How do you know that already?
You eat the chametz.
What? How do you know that already?
How do what?
I missed it. How do you know that already? It's just discussed in your possession.
No, because what's sa'ar? You don't eat sa'ar. You don't eat yeast.
Or as I say,
That's talking about the chametz.
No, it's not masar.
It's not. That's when we see the gemara list. It's talking about chametz. It switches topics.
No, but it's talking about the chametz, but it's using the word. That's what it says here. That's last within the chametz.
Yeah, that was.
This is a star. Another word for star. But why did it choose to use the word? Rashi said, why did it choose to use the word chametz and not say star twice? To show you that the shaven, the din of chametz and star is shaven. So use the word of star that's not like chametz. Machmetis
is not chametz.
Same thing as
sour. It became sour. I mean, it's machmetis the lashon.
Machmetis is the
sour. Verb in it.
The souring. See, it's 11. Here it says it's 11.
Right. The thing it came into.
Sour is 11. Machmetis is 11.
Right.
So the question is why would it say? So it's, even the pasuk is giving it away. What Rav Zera is saying. Rav Zera is saying that. That the pasuk's patach b'sar is seeing the chametz, meaning with the shurish of the word being chametz, not necessarily meaning chametz, to teach you that the din of chametz and sar are the same in both their kesayis.
Yeah, right.
Like Beis Hillel. But it still doesn't work with the, I guess, chametz is not edible, so by the pasuk saying it, weird.
No, sir, could eat it. It could be.
It could be sourdough that's baked. It's still from the.
You could eat it. Right. Could be it wasn't yeast. Could be it was a piece of dough they took from the first batch and they kept on using.
No, not necessarily that. It could be that if you take. Because what's. Machmetis is sourdough. That's sourdough bread, so you can make a bread out of the sourdough.
This
is machmetis itself.
People with more ants and bugs and whatever they can get their hands on, gizzards and stomachs and pieces of
chicken. Right, maybe they ate it, but you could bake it, so then it's for sure edible. So it's weird that this Hillel said it's not right on here.
Well, we'll get through the one. Let's try and start with the one. Well, good.
See, why doesn't this Hillel agree with Rav Zera? You're asking here, why doesn't this Shammai agree with Rav Zera?
Okay, let's see the one. Let's see it. So let's see, go through the one. Yeah, say it good. Let's see the more of it. Let's see it inside.
Say it better.
No, say it good.
Say it better.
I'm like, I don't do that. But that I just do the first part. Try to take the good. Don't think. Say saying good. Yeah. Fine. So let's see the Gemara inside. Mishama, my Omer, Sa'ar b'kazayis. Right, Mishama says, Sa'ar, the amount of Sa'ar you have to eat is a kazayis, the amount of Chametz you eat is a kazayis. Maita, my Omer, Mishama. What's the reason of Mishama that he switched the shear? And he doesn't hold, like Beis Hillel, that it's both a kazayis. What's the Gemara mean to ask you? You know the rule usually is by Achila. What's the amount by Achila? What's the shear? Kazayis. The Gemara Baruch says kazayis. So he should understand that both are kazayis. Why is Beis Shammai switching the shear? Meaning, why doesn't ask Beis Hillel what's Shabbat Mishael? Simple Shabbat Mishael. I mean, we'll ask later, why doesn't he use it? What does he do with Beis Shammai's Pesukim? But why Beis Hillel says the both of Gazayas is very clear to us. That's the normal shear. And it's normal to say Sa'ar and Chametz are the same shear. But Gemara asks, what's the Shabbat Beis Shammai? Because he made it, he went jump to a new shear, and he's switching the shear between Sa'ar and Chametz. So, my Tamar Beis Shammai, what's the reason of Beis Shammai that he's switching the shear? And he's. Gemara says, "Imk." Gemara answers the problem that Imk with the question, because if so, and he already asked it. Because if so, what? What does Rashi say? Imk. If so, what? Imk. The chadshi yuril tarvayu. If so, if you're going to say that it's the same shot for both, then Rashi says, "If I'm going to go hold like Beis Hillel, then lichle brachmana chametz. Let the Torah write chametz. Right? Lichle. I mean, let it write chametz. But like Bar, I don't need it to tell me the words to at all." I will say. I'll say the following. I'll understand it with my own intuition. I'll say it like this: Uma chametz she'en chemutzei kashu, and chametz which its chametz is not hard, meaning it can't make other things into dough. And over there, because I is over there, the shear is because what? The chametz she'en chemutzei kashu, it can't make chametz Chumutz kosher means it can't. It's right. It's not. It can't make another dough. What's wrong? It can't make another dough because it can't become yeast to make another dough.
It can't
chametzify another dough. What's wrong?
Oh, okay.
Chumutz kosher means its chametz is hard, meaning its leavening is not so hard, which is not so powerful. I say, uma chametz she'in chumutz kosher. Regular chametz that its chametz power, right? Its leavening power is not so strong. And therefore, it can't make other things chametz, right? It's still the kazayis. The shir with here is the kazayis. So sa'ar, so by sourdough shechemutz kasher, right? It's chametz is very potent, and it can make other things chametz. It's very hard, right? Sa'ar that shechemutz kasher. That in the sa'ar, meaning in the sa'ar, its chemutz is kasher, which means its chametz power is strong. It has a powerful chametzifying power. So like kasher gate, isn't it all the more so? Isn't it all the more so? For sure, the shir should be kazayis. So in English, what do we say? If chametz, which is much less potent, it's a shir, it's a kazayis. So ar, which we see, if somebody in the Torah doesn't like this chametz, this sourdough, this starter, we don't like anything that's chametz. So if you have more chametz condensed than you, for sure, the shir should be a kazayis, right? I mean, it's an interesting thing because, like we say, we see the Torah doesn't like chametz. The Torah doesn't like things that make you gaibel. Doesn't make things that make you grow too much. It makes you, right? So we see the Torah doesn't like this thing that makes things fluff. So we don't like chametz. And there the shir is a kazayis. So for sure, if it's sa'ar, for sure if it's much more condensed chametz in there, for sure it should be a kazayis.
Or is it saying it for sure should be a kazayis? Or maybe it's a kosher because it's so condensed.
No, so,
at the most, it can be a kazayis. Why shouldn't it be a kazayis? Because it's so much stronger. It should be at the most a kazayis. Does that mean it could also be a kosher?
Oh, so the Gemara can't do that. Rashi explained that the Gemara can't say what you're saying. You want to say if chametz is less potent, it's kazayis. If me, I'm sa'ar, for sure I should be even. I mean, our Gemara says for sure it should be a kazayis. You want to say. Maybe you want to say, maybe sa'ar should be even less. That's what you want to say, right? Sa'ar should be even less. It's a rule, you can't do that. Because the rule, da'ir, lovam, and adin, b'lias kanida. That it's enough for you to learn out from your original case, you could only be like him. You can't be better than the person you're learning out from. So you can't be better than that case, than your precedent. Which means if, when you want to make a kalva chaymer, I could only be as great as you. I can't be greater. So if you're learning sa'ar from a kalachomer from chametz, right? And chametz, you have to eat a kazayis. You wouldn't be able to tell me that I'm more strict than you, and eating a sa'ar would be even less than a kazayis, which is more strict, which means you'd be chayiv easier. Because we have a rule, dayer, it's enough. That's like it's enough to come out from the rule, and lios kanidan. The most you could do is be like the original case. You can't be better than that. So that's what the Gemara specifically says. If you're a kazayis, then I can. I mean, Rashi doesn't say in your context. Rashi says somewhere else, but Rashi brings this rule over here. Rashi brings down this rule, which we'll see, that I can't become better than you, than the original case I'm learning from.
Where are they getting this kind of chametz from? Meaning, when is ma chametz she'ein chametz ol kasher b'kazayis? Where is that from? Meaning, it's not Beishama says that
it. We're in Beishama. We're in the world. We're saying I can't say like Beisila. We're in the world of Beisila. We're going to the world of Beisila for a minute. We're saying Beishama, why do you switch the shiur between Sa'ar and Chametz?
Right.
Saying because Imkain, because if so, if I was in the world of Beisila,
right,
that's the Imkain. Imkain, that's what Rashi tells me right away. Imkain, if there's one shiur, I'm in the world of Beisila, then I don't understand the Pesukim. Then the Pesukim don't make sense to me because just let the pasuk just write Chametz, and that's a kazayis.
The switch is now in the world of Beisila.
Yeah, that's the Imkain. Right. The Imkain, if so.
Fine. If we're going to say that everything is the same, right, based Hillel, fine.
Good?
Yeah.
Good, fine. So. So the Gemara is saying, if there's really the same shear, let the Torah just write the shear for Chametz, and I'll know the shear for Sa'ar. Sa'ar is even more potent. For sure, if I'm even more potent, I'll be a Kazayis also. The shear should be a Kazayis. So the Gemara says that if so, so Sa'ar, the cause of Rahmana Lamali, Sa'ar, that the Torah writes, what do I need? Why do I need it? Leave it out. So it must be Lemelcha, must be to teach you, to say to you, Shi'ur Shalzeh, like a Shi'ur Shalzeh. That this shear is not like that shear. Which means the shear of Sa'ar is not going to be the same shear of Chametz. And it's two different shear, right? We're saying the Torah could have just written Chametz. Now understand Sa'ar. So why do you need two Psukim? Must be the fact that the Torah is writing two Psukim to teach me that there's two different shear, right? You tell me Sa'ar, so now you understand there's two different shear. Two different reasons. It's two different shiurim. Chavis Sa'ar has its own reason. Sa'ar has its own shiur, which is a kazais. And Chavis has a shiur because service. What do you mean by two different reasons?
Is that right now when I say two different reasons, right?
This shiur.
Just because of the different materialistic basis of each one. They're going to each have different
shear
because of their compound or how they're made up or what they're.
Yeah, that's what we see from the Torah, that they're different. The Pashas, the words, it could be maybe on a more of them shot, you're right. But right now they weren't simply saying, Shi'ur Shalzeh, this shear, this amount is not like that shear. I mean, one is the Kazayas, one is the Kazayas. Now, a similar question is on the Gemara, how in the world do you get two Kasevis and Kazayas? Fine. You see that there's two different shear. Granted, it's true. The Torah doesn't have to write Chavis and Sa'ar. Must be teaching me some type of, that there's two different shear. So where do we get it from? Kasevis, where do we get these measurements from? That Chavis is a Kasevis and Sa'ar is a Kazayis. Where did it come from? We didn't see that in the Torah. Right? Oh, so Rashi in one shot says, Allah Chavash B'Zina. Rashi says, Allah Chavash B'Zina. So let me ask you a question. What's the Allah Chavash B'Zina?
Are all
so, good, so tell me in this case, what's the halacha of Shmei Sinai?
Well, because
there's a disagreeing one. According to Bishabi, what would be the halacha of Shmei Sinai? According to Bishabi, what would be the halacha of Shmei Sinai? And what? And Sa'ar is Kazayis.
Yeah.
So if Taisa has a question on you, then if so, what do we do? Need the Psukim for? So holding the halacha of Shmei Sinai, so what are we dealing with Psukim for then? Right? So the Mashal says that. The pshat is, we have a halacha mashmi tzitzit like this. We said in the beginning, our gemara we started, that usually the shear is kazayis. The shear is kazayis, correct? The normal shear for achila is, the gemara bracha says, shear is kazayis. Correct? Fine. The shear of halacha mashmi tzitzit is the shear of everything is going to be kazayis. Now, we have a halacha mashmi tzitzit like this, that if the shear is not a kazayis in food, then the shear is kasevis. That's a halacha mashmi tzitzit. If the shear is not going to be kazayis, well, because kasevis, like we find by Yom Kippur, the shear is a kasevis, by eating in Yom Kippur, we find such a concept. So if we're in food, the next shear would be a kasevis. If I'm telling you there's two shear I'm going on over here, right? One shear is a kazayis, it's always the shear by eating food, right? And the next shear will be kasevis, because that's Allah HaMashiach Yisidin teaches me. So we need our psukim to see that there are two shear, I mean, we need our gwan to understand there are two shear. And once there's two shear, so that I need to call it Allah HaMashiach Yisidin. That one's a kazayis and one's a kasevis. If we're going out of the realm of kazayis, the other shear will be kasevis. That's the Marshal to explain this our gemara. So good. So we're coming out here. There must be two shear. There must be one's a kazayis and one's a kasevis. Obviously, we'll give the smaller shear to Sa'ar. We'll say Sa'ar is more potent. We'll get the smaller shear. We'll get the shear kazayis, and the chametz will get kasevis. But we don't want to say. That one's a kazayis, one's less than a kazayis. You can never find by a chil yuchai for less than a kazayis. So if we get into shiurim, we'll understand that one's going to be a kazayis and one's going to be a kasevis. Good? That's all Rashi's second pshat. Let's see Rashi. Rashi's first pshat says
that. If you're saying there's two shiurim for this.
Right. If the Gemara comes out, there must be, according to Bishai, there must be two shiurim. So it must be one who's going to go with this standard kazayis. That'll be their first option. Standard shear will be a kazayis, like always by food. So the next one will jump to kasevis, which we also find by food. Meaning there are other shear in between kazayis and kasevis, but we'd rather go by other shear. The next shear we find by food, and we find kasevis and eating a Yom Kippur, we find because since it gives the person yishuv hadas once you eat this amount, that will be the next eating we should understand yichai for. So we'll say one's a kazayis, one's a kasevis. That's what we chose kazayis. That's what we understood kazayis and kasevis. Good. Well, let's see Rashi.
That's the next biggest
in Achila, it's not really next year. In Achila, the next year we find is going to be a kesavis. We find the person yishev adas from eating on Yom Kippur. So a person's chayav karis from eating. So here we see a person's chayav karis for eating. We also understand that it's a kesavis. It's not a kesavis, it'll be a kesavis. That'll be the next option. Fine, good. Let's see Rashi HaKadosh. Imke, it's like right across where we start off the Gemara, like a little bit lined out. Said Imke the Chad Shiur l'Tarvayi. So let the pasuk to write. The Gemara said, let the Torah just write chametz, and I'll understand to shore sa'ar. So we said Shiur shalzeh v'chuluk. Right? We said this year is not like that year, and therefore why? So lahachi, and because of this, v'yalish sa'ar mi'chametz. We don't want to learn sa'ar from chametz. We don't want to learn them out. Why? So the chametz is a kesavs. Chametz is a different shear. Chametz is a shear of a kesavs. So why can't I learn out from there that sa'ar, which is more potent, should be a kesayis? Right? Meaning, why is right? If chametz is kesavs, why can I learn from there that sa'ar, which is more potent, should be a less shear, should be a lower shear, should
is that,
be?
Is that the call of Homer that you're talking about? First call of Homer?
Or yeah.
Is it
should be. So why can't you say that? Why can't you just write chametz and tell me the shear of chametz is a kesavis?
And then obviously below that would be
sa'ar.
Would be included in that. Right.
Or here maybe we ought to say even more. But sa'ar, which is more potent, maybe should be even a kesayis. Since I'm more potent, therefore I should be a kesayis. A shear for sa'ar should be kesayis. But actually, we can't do that. The light tami, you shouldn't say. Dayin, love and adin, it's enough to come from your judgment, to come from your ruling. Li is to be kenidon, like the precedent, like the original case you're judging from. Like dan and like lashon. Which means, if you just say chametz is a kesavis, you can't learn sa'ar as a kesayis, because you have this rule that you can't be more than the precedent, you can't be more than the case you're learning from. Right? So Rashi is saying, you can't just write chametz is a kesavis, and you learn automatically sa'ar, which is more potent, should be a lesser shear. Because we have a rule, you could only be as great as the one you're learning from. What's the other way? What do you want to do? What's the other way you want to do? What's your question? You're asking a good question. That's a good question. Learn the other way. Right, that's a good question. So Hanan is asking a good question.
You're learning from the...
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
I just toss that out there because it doesn't work the one way, maybe it works the other way.
Oh, you're right, it's a good question.
I don't want to
see it as much. I mean, it is a good question. That. So why can't you go the other way? Let the Torah just write Sa'ar. You have a question?
Which would be
it's more potent. And I learned from there.
Since it's more potent, then you'd be more digging on Chametz because it's less of a potency.
Right, so Chametz is less of a potency. Should also have something, right? Because, and then for sure I'll know chametz should be a kesavis. That's a good question.
Or there's no history at all.
Oh, that's the answer. The answer is that you might think chametz, which is no potent, has no ister. You might think that that's what they say. They're trying to say that. You might think there's no ister b'chla. So you can't go the other way. Meaning you can't just say sa'ar, right? Just say sa'ar. You're a kesayis. And I understand chametz, which is less potent, should be a low level of kesavis. I would think maybe only chametz, sa'ar is terrible. The Torah only cares about sa'ar, very potent things. Maybe chametz is less potent. Just like you can eat matzah, which didn't rise at all. Maybe it's not like you can't eat any flour and water on Pesach. I think maybe extra heavy leavened stuff can't be eaten. Only sa'ar can be. But chametz could be eaten. So you wouldn't be able to go the other way. You wouldn't be able to go from... So that's a rational answer.
It might be permissible.
Right. You might be permissible. Yeah, we don't say where you can eat matzah. You could eat that regular bread. Maybe you could only not eat sa'ar, the highest level. So you can't go the other way. That's what they say. Very good. Fred got to. Question.
So with all the home you learn from the more
right. To the more okay. Right. So that's what we start off the other way. So we say right, so that's the way we'll start off the other way. So Rashi asked you the question that he's really explaining the Gemara that if you just say chametz, maybe just say chametz is a kesavis, and I'll understand sa'ar is a kesavis. Right? You can't do that. Because sa'ar can't be better than the one I'm learning from. Sa'ar would never be able to be better than chametz. If chametz is a kesavis, sa'ar can't be stricter and tell me you're chai for a smaller shear. You would never be able to do that. Because we have a rule, daya, love him and adin. It's enough to come from your rule, the most to be like him. the most you can be is like your person, your present, the original case you're learning from. You can't be better than it. But, so again, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Shi'ur shel zeh. Rashi says, L'havi lo yalef sa'ar mi chametz. This is the reason why you don't learn sa'ar from chametz. Mishum de chametz b'kei kaisenes. Because chametz, the shi'ur would be a kaisenes. Because the light tevi shouldn't say, Dayan, it's enough, love him and hadin, to come from your judgment, from your ruling. Li yes kanida, to be like your presser, like your original case. So the most you would tell me sa'ar is a kaisenes. You wouldn't be able to tell me that it's kaisenes. So I would say sa'ar not a kaisenes. The most I would say is, sa'ar is also a kaisenes. So lahachi kasvi behadir, because of this, I had to write explicitly in the Torah two shir. Behadir l'shiri, that's shir. They change the draft. L'shiure, they write it here. L'shiure, fine. The Torah had to write explicitly the shir. V'shiure zuta v'shiure rabba. So we had to say two different times, chametz and kazayis, chametz and sa'ar, to understand there's a shiure zuta, there's a smaller shir. But the sa'ar has a smaller shir yichayiv, because it's more potent. Shi'uri Rabba and a bigger Shir Chametz has a bigger Shir, therefore I had the Torah to speak at both of them. Good? That's the Gemara. Now, Kav Rashi says, like we explained earlier, where in the world did we get this amount of Kesevis from? Right, so we say Kesevis, we know that's the general Achila is Kesevis. Where did we get this amount of Kesevis? So Rashi said, well, how do you not get the Kesevis? This is the reason why we chose, if there's going to be a different Shir, it'll be a bigger Shir, it'll be Kesevis. The Vahari, because with this, have a Yisuvay Da'ita, a person has Yishuv Hada'as. Right? A person's mind is tranquil once they eat the shear of, like, it's almost like a beza. Because a thar is time of Yuma. Like, we explained the reason of Yuma. Right? In Gemara, Yuma is said by Yom Kippur. Why is a person chayiv only once they eat the size of Kesevis? Right? A person only chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur. Because it says that's because the person Yishuv Hada'as, and that's really chayiv. So we see in food, that'll be the next shear. So first we have the regular shear of Kazayas, that's the standard shear we have about all food. And then, if you tell me I have to have a bigger shear, the next shear I would jump to is a kesevis, because that's also where we find it regarding food. It's a shear regarding food, and the Gemara says over there, that's because the person Yishuv Hada'as, that's what makes that enough. So here also, there's two levels, we'll choose the higher level will be kesevis, and not any other shear. Good? That's Rashi's first shot. It's because that's the Gemara assumes that should be the next shear. Good? So if we find the Gemara Yuma, that's because the person Yishuv Hada'as, but we find the shear by food. So therefore, that's what we assume, that's the next year. Inami, Rashi says the second chat. Shi'urin halacha l'mashim v'sinai. All these amounts are learned from halacha l'mashim v'sinai. Where did we get it from? We got it from halacha l'mashim v'sinai. It was passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's halacha l'mashim v'sinai. So how do we know kesevis? It's halacha l'mashim v'sinai.
It's not
stated
in the Chumash. It's not stated. It must be stated somewhere else. I mean, or is this doctor where they're saying that it was Masorah that it comes from in this mission?
We're saying in this case it must have been Allah Mashbasina. Meaning we know the Gemara said, right, it's really come from Gemara and Erevim that the Rina writes. Gemara and Erevim that says that all Shi'urim, all amounts are Halacha Mashbasina. Where do you know amounts from? How do you know Kazayas, Kabetza? How do we get all these amounts from? It's all passed out halacha l'mashmisina. So here also, how do you know chametz is a kazayit, it's a sa'ar, is a kesevis? Halacha l'mashmisina. Yeah, if so, it's a question, I don't understand Rashi. So halacha l'mashmisina, what do you need our Gemara for? Our Gemara thinks, psukim, it's sa'ar, it's kesevis, twice. Just tell you simple, b'shav is masara, and halacha l'mashmisina was, that a chametz is a kazayit, that sa'ar is a kazayit, chametz is a kesevis. What's our Gemara doing then?
You say it was not a
Masorah. Yeah, you never say, yeah, they're both Kazayis. That's his Masorah. They're both the Kazayis. But then you're now Gemara. So what's our Gemara doing then? Tyson asked. If Tyson asked the Rashi, what's our Gemara? What's our Gemara coming for?
That there are two possible
Shurim,
not
Kazayis. So the Rashi, he says, the Gemara is trying to tell us there are two possibilities here. If not with these Psukim, you would just assume that everything's a Kazayis, right? You would assume everything is a kazayis. That's your assumption. And he wants to say, what's halacha l'mashmisina? Halacha l'mashmisina is like this. If you have a shear, and the shear is not kazayis, you're looking for a new shear, then it's going to be a kesevis. That's halacha l'mashmisina. Usually standard, in halacha l'mashmisina says, standard shear, it says achila, the Torah, standard shear is kazayis. Right? Unless you have a reason to believe otherwise. By Yom Kippur, or over here, since you have a bunch of psukim which don't make sense, so it can't be they're both kazayis, So then we refer back to Halacha Mishmishin, and it says the other, your backup option would be Kesevis. So that's Halacha Mishmishin. It's not like we had Halacha Mishmishin that Sa'ar is Kazayas and Chavis is Kesevis. It wasn't Halacha Mishmishin directly in our case. It's a standard general Halacha Mishmishin. That usually the Shear is Kazayas. And if not, the default is Kesevis. So our Gemara teaches us you need a default. That's what Shai said. Since it could just say Chametz, why doesn't it say both? Must be this two shiurim. So now we refer back to Halacha Mishmishin, which tells us, well, there's two shiurim, one's going to be a kazayis, one's going to be a kesevis. That's what the Mashal wants to learn the pshat of here. Fine. What about Pesilla? So whenever the bottle of Pesilla, how we understand, we said it's pshat is similar, why it's both kazayis. But what is Pesilla going to do with these psukim? We had no question. The Torah could have just wrote Chametz. And you don't need right Torah. Kalmar says, no, it's written. I need both Pesukim. Why? The Ikaz Rahman is Ta'ar. If the Torah just writes Ta'ar, only Ta'ar. Right? This is really your question before. Just say Ta'ar and don't say Chametz. That's the Gemara's question. Just say Ta'ar and don't say Chametz. Say no. If the Torah just writes the R, Hava Amina, I would think, Shim the Chamutz Akasha, because it has a very hard, it's a leavening agent, so it has a hard Chametz, it can make other things, so it's very potent. Therefore, you're not allowed to have any Yeshua's or eat it. Aval Chametz, the In Chamutz Akasha, but regular standard Chametz, that it's not so hard, the Chametz. Aim Allah, maybe it's not Chametz altogether, maybe there's no issue with it. Right? What am I saying, Aim Allah? Maybe say no. Maybe say it's not Chametz at all. Why can't you say that? Right? Like Fred was saying, right? Chana, the Gemara is asking your kash. Just say Sa'ar. And I'll know Chametz. Why say no? Because I would think only Sa'ar is a very extra leaven, so therefore it's you're not allowed to eat. Maybe Chametz you'll be allowed to eat. It's a lower level. Maybe not. Maybe it's not Chametz altogether. No? We're saying Eimolem, maybe it's not Aser. Therefore, Tzricha, we needed to say Sa'ar and Chametz. Right? It can't just say Sa'ar, it has to also say Chametz. So just write Chametz. The Ikaz Rahman of Chametz, if the Pasuk of the Torah will just write Chametz, we should do Ra'oi La'achila. That's because it's Ra'oi La'achila. Maybe I'll tell you Chametz. It's edible, so that's why you're not allowed to eat. That's why we'll tell you you're not allowed to eat it as a shear. I'll sa'ar she'in Ra'oi La'achila. But sa'ar, which you can't eat altogether, Eim Allah.
No what?
Oh.
What would you mean by saying no?
I would think.
Because if you're talking about having it in your house, so what's that got to do with it for eating now?
Pashas means both. We have to look at the psukkah. Pashas the psukkah means both, by the way. It means eating and having it in possession. Also eating. Sa'ar also.
You can eat
sa'ar? I don't know if it's so edible, but it seems like
it's
not raw. It's not raw lachila. Because sounds like you could. It's not raw lachila.
The main issue is
eating. The president says, what about sa'ar? The chametz goes by chametz. What if someone ate sa'ar that's not as fit to eat? You also get cards for eating sa'ar?
Come to the next class, yes.
Or just to have it, your rishos is awesome. Tara also says, if you eat sa'ar, that's his cash. So, for now, let's just get this point. We're saying, of Sa'ar she'im la'achila, I would think you're not chayav.
Here it says that it wouldn't be a kazayis, rather than maybe...
There's one shot like that. That's one shot. Fred's not learning that. He's learning im alay, maybe it wouldn't be usher altogether.
We said that.
The stoop shot thing. You can learn both ways. The stoop shot is not a lie. I mean, what's the im alay? Maybe not. We're saying, maybe Sa'ar. What's the one I'm saying now? Right? What's the one I'm saying now? Right? I said, if the Torah would only write comments, I would tell you it's edible. But sa'ar that's not edible. Imlai, maybe not. So you could say, maybe not, maybe the shear is not a kazayis. What's the maybe not? What's your tupshat that maybe not?
It's a
kazayis, or it's not other. What? See, they bring in both pshatim. Fine, shkech, we'll stop over here. And we'll see what shkech.
Wow,
great. Wow. Nasi's coming in.